Welcome to Get Over It Podcast, Intuition Edition. In this series of short podcasts, I share tips on how to recognize and increase your intuition. Today, I'm going to talk about the basics of intuition, what intuition is, understanding how you receive intuition, and tips on tuning in to each modality. Now, we're all born with intuitive abilities, and as we grew older, we were taught by adults guiding our paths that the invisible friend that we were playing with, or the angels or spirit guides that we were talking to, or expressing anything beyond the five natural normal senses was taboo. So thinking that we were doing something wrong, we shut down our natural abilities and joined mass mind consciousness. Now, the good news is that although we hid our intuitive abilities at a young age, they really never left us. They just went dormant and they're waiting to be rediscovered again. Now, some say that the third eye is the center of intuition. However, I feel that the pineal gland, which is located in the middle of the brain, in conjunction with the third eye, is the seat of our soul, and that's where intuition lives. So by naturally enhancing your intuition, you can be in an intuitive state most, if not all, of the time. And having real-time access to intuition is a life-affirming way to live your life boldly while minimizing bad choices. Now, intuition comes in various forms, and today I will talk about clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience. Most of us are familiar with the term clairvoyance, which means clear vision. A good clairvoyant can literally see what's in the ethers. They can see the auric colors around people and objects, and clairvoyants allow themselves to see beyond the physical. That allowing is very important, just kind of like let it be, let it flow. Now, a clairvoyant can also see visions of the past and the future, but they see it in a movie-like format, and they can also prophesize the future, and that happens through dreams or visions, generally during meditation. Now, there are two very famous clairvoyants. The first one is Michel de Nostradamus, and he actually talked about Trump being elected the president. He called him the trumpet, and again, this is 400 years ago, so, you know, he needed to tweak it a little bit, but he talked about Trump becoming president, and he also talked about Trump's demise, so it'll be very interesting to see if that also comes true. And then the other famous clairvoyant is Edgar Cayce. Now, you know you're clairvoyant if you have lucid dreams, you visualize yourself like in a learning lifestyle. The way you learn is visual. If you see it, you get it. You know, if you feel it, maybe not, but if you see it, you get it. And often clairvoyants see things out of the corner of their eye, and or you can create a scene in your mind when you're daydreaming. Now, within clairvoyance, there are three major types. And the first one is precognition, and that is the ability to see or predict events that have not yet come true. The second is retrocognition, and that is the ability to see clearly into the past. And the third is remote viewing, and that is the ability to see present day events that you're far away from. You sit and you get into a state and you just draw out what's going on at a certain place. And all are pretty easy to develop. It's just a matter of, again, relaxing, tuning in, okay? Now, how do you know you're clairvoyant? The first step, how do you grow it, I should say? The first step is awareness, and that's being acutely aware of your physical surroundings down to the last minute detail. So let's say you're walking down the street, and what did the last person that you passed have on? What was their sex? What did their hair look like? What color clothes did they have on? What did their shoes look like? Did they have a hat on? Being that clear on what someone has on or noticing people, places, or things, that will automatically help you increase your clairvoyance. So being aware in 3D will help you automatically increase your clairvoyance. And you can make a game of it. You can go someplace and just sit and listen to people and see how far away. I love to go to the mall and just sit on one of those benches and You'll hear a snippet of someone's conversation as they're walking by, and you see how long you can follow what they're saying. It could be 5 feet, 10 feet, 50 feet. It's up to you. And you know, there's no right or wrong. It just is. So let go of any preconceived notions that you have to be right all the time with the information you're receiving. The information just is. And if you're sharing it with someone else, just share it the way it comes in. It's going to be perfectly fine. Okay. Now, let's say you're sitting in a room right now. Now, if you're driving, don't do this. But if you're sitting in a room right now, close your eyes and visualize the room down to the smallest detail. And then open your eyes and look around. Now, don't be frustrated if you've missed a few things or you've missed most things. That's okay. You're just starting. So all you have to do is, again, pay attention. And practice makes perfect, okay? And again, there's no wrong answer. It's just what it is in the field of awareness. Now, the second step that you can do to increase your clairvoyant is to pay attention to patterns or matching pieces. Now, jigsaw puzzles are great for developing clairvoyance, and so are word search puzzles. Now, the object is to scan the puzzle pieces and then put them together. Not a hard focus, not a hard concentration, not picking up each piece to see if it fits, but scan it and then with confidence move it to where you feel that it fits. Now, you'll be right sometimes and you'll be wrong sometimes, but as you scan and you keep practicing, you'll become more adept at putting the puzzles together with just clairvoyance, not necessarily a hard focus on each piece of the puzzle. And the same thing for word search puzzles. You just glance at the words that you need to find, and then you just start with the puzzle and start, you know, marking them off. You'll be amazed at, if you pay attention to the pattern, how quickly you will develop this skill. And of course, you can always do what you did as a kid, and that's take a deck of cards and shuffle them and put all the cards face down in front of you. And as you're looking at the back of the card, imagine what's on the other side and pick two cards, you know, pick the match. And if you do that and you keep doing that, that will definitely increase your clairvoyance. Again, it's not about being right. It's about noticing the information. Now, the next form of intuition I'm discussing today is clairaudience, which means clear hearing. It is the ability to hear spirit talk. Have you noticed a ringing in your ears lately, or buzzing, or feeling a pressure on your ears? I've got so many people calling me these days, and they're like, well, this is happening, and that's their clairaudience waking up. It's a very strong signal that you're opening to hearing what spirit has to say. You can hear these voices or sounds, however the information comes to you, either inside your head internally or outside your head externally. And again, don't pay attention to whether it has to be right or wrong. Okay, just listen, observe, and move forward. Now, you know that you're clairaudient if you talk to your imaginary friend as a child, you give wonderful, life-changing advice to others, and you have no idea where you got that information from. You like quiet time. You're relaxed and you're open to the sounds surrounding you. And you love music. Music lovers are extremely clairvoyant, and it's amazing how music will take you and transport you to places, not only here on Earth, but also in the universe. And that may be a podcast of the future. If you're also clairaudient, if you hear those voices in your head, not the crazy kind, okay, but it could sound like a party line where there are many people talking at once, or you could hear someone just call your name and you look around because nobody's in the room but you, and you're like, well, who's calling me? That's someone from spirit or a spirit entity looking to connect with you. You also know you're clairaudient if you come up with the it idea of the year for yourself while doing something mundane. So you're scrubbing the floor and all of a sudden you get this flash of insight and you're like, oh, wow. And you take advantage of it and it changes your life dramatically. That is clairaudience. Now, using clairaudience, spirit will never, ever say anything mean or negative to you via that clairaudient channel. Okay. If you experience negative voices, something mean, something telling you to do something that is completely wrong and especially out of your character, call somebody to help you with a release session, because more than likely you've picked up a hitchhiker and they don't have a positive intent for you. Now, you know clairaudience is your dominant style of intuition because you're an auditory learner. If you're not auditory, don't worry. You can develop the skill anytime during your lifetime. Again, awareness is key. So pay attention to what you actually hear in the 3D world and then open up to what you don't see. The clairaudience is attached to the fifth chakra. So any activity working with the fifth chakra can help you tune in. Several years ago, we had gotten a new house, and previous owner had left their cat there. That was kind of cruel, but they left their cat. So we took care of the cat for a while, and then one day the cat disappeared. And I was talking to my mom one day, and I'm like, Mom, you know, I wonder whatever happened to that cat. And it was Tabby, and it was a beautiful cat. I don't know why they left it. So after we had that conversation, all of a sudden we heard, and we both looked at each other kind of stunned, but it was the cat letting us know it's okay. Now, when I listened to the cat, I found that it was in spirit, so it passed on, but the cat was okay. So the cat was communicating and we heard it clairaudiently. So again, pay attention to those sounds that come in. Now, the last clair that I'm gonna talk about today is clairsentient, which means clair feeling. The learning style of clairsentient is tactile, the need to feel. Clairsentient is the ability to sense how a person is feeling, how a building or any other place feels to you, how animals are feeling, or feeling the energy of nature when you're out and about. Very easy to do, just pay attention to your feelings. That's all you have to do. Okay, just pay attention to your feelings. Now, have you ever gone someplace and immediately felt that something was off or wrong? Well, that was your clairsentience working full time for you. Now, most empaths are also clairsentient. They pick up and absorb the energy of others. For example, if you're around someone who has a headache and suddenly you get that headache, that means that you're empathic, number one, and clairsentience, number two, you're taking in that energy. And it's always important to put protection around your aura when you go out so you don't pick up those types of energy, okay? Putting protection around your aura does not stop you from utilizing the clairs, but it keeps the negative energy or energy that you don't necessarily want away from you. Now, people who are clairsentient have a strong gut feeling, and you will often see them with their hands over their solar plexus, their tummy, and they're either protecting it from invading negative energy, or they're using it to get a greater sense of what they're feeling. Now, clairsentients are also very good at feeling the energy of objects, and they feel that energy through their emotions. Now, to build your clairsentient skills, just allow yourself to feel. So go someplace where you feel physically safe, of course, and tune into the energy there. Do you feel happy? Are you at ease? Are you frightened? Do you feel threatened? And as you're feeling those feelings, observe what is physically going on as you experience them. I'll get that out. But it allows you to just kind of like be. Okay, and feel. Now, to enhance all of the abilities that I talked about earlier and the ones I'm going to talk to about next week, meditation truly is the key. Okay, so yes, and it's that meditation where you have to sit and be quiet and, you know, all of that, which most people don't like. However, next week I'm going to put up a guided meditation that will help you increase your intuition on all levels. And I'll also talk about the clairs of smell and taste. In the meantime, practice whatever modality that you would like to increase. If you put the effort in, it will pay off. Now, are you looking for one-on-one sessions to increase your intuition building at an accelerated pace? If so, call me at 888-240-6057 and let's talk about what you were looking to do. Now, this is a free 10-minute assessment, not a psychic reading, an assessment of what your dominant intuition style is and how to grow it. If you want a psychic reading or a consultation, all sessions 30 minutes or longer are offered at a 10% discount if you mention this podcast. And you can go to my website, MoniqueChapman.com, and click on the intuition link, and that will show you my prices. And as always, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Make the masterful choice of tuning into your intuition. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.